सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परा।
Chapter 13, verse 12.
Adhyatma jnana nityatvam. Tattva jnanartha darshanam. Etat jnanam itif proktam. Ajnanam yadatonyatha.
Lord Krishna talking about virtues by name Jnanam in this chapter. 20 virtues Lord Krishna enumerating we have completed in the last class. The last two virtues are highly important. They are Adhyatma Jnana Nityastvam Tattva Jnanartha Darshanam. All these 18 values meant to give these two the ultimate values. These two values takes the person to the spiritual pursuit. Adhyatma Jnana Nityatvam means Atma Jnanam. Nityatvam means not forgetting or not losing sight of Adhyatma Jnanam. Aham Brahma Asmi Iti Jnanam. That should be the pursuit of this person who follow all these values. The top priority must be spiritual educational program. Jnana Yoga, Shravana, Manana and Nididhyasana. Shravanam for Pramana Asambhavana Nivrityartham. Pramanam means there are so many Pramanams, Shastrams. Vishishtadvaitam is there, Dvaitam philosophy is there, Dvaita philosophy of Madhvacharya, Vishishtadvaitam of Ramanujacharya, and other systems of philosophies. There are so many Pramanams. Which one is right? Which Pramanam is right? Advaitam Brahma alone is Satyam. This Advaita Vedanta says. Dvaita Vedanta says Bhagavan is different, you are different, you can never be the Bhagavan. They say like that. Vishishtadvaiti says you are the part of Brahman, Ishvara. They say, which one I have to rely upon? This type of confusion comes. For that sake only one has to study Shastra from a competent teacher. In spite of studying also, some people end up with Dvaitam only. Therefore, you require a tremendous punya to get Advaita Vasana. Otherwise, you get Dvaita Vasana or Vishishta Advaita Vasana. Dvaita Vasana, Vishishta Advaita Vasana is not wrong, but that is not ultimate. Dvaita Vedanta or Advaita Vedanta, they also study the same Bhagavad Gita, the same Upanishads, same Brahma Sutra, but they end up with duality. That duality, they consider it as moksha, going to Vaikuntha is moksha, they consider. That is why just studying Shastra will not give you Advaita Jnanam. You require tremendous punyam, janma 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 punyam. Is there you get Advaita Vasana, then you get Advaita Guru. Then only you are free from all these other pramanams. They are only stepping stones, they are not ultimate. Advaita Jnanam Aham Brahma Asmi alone is Satyam, you can understand. Pramana Asambhavana Nivrityartham. Ajnana Nivrityartham Shravanam. For a length of time, consistently, systematically, I have to study. After studying also, Prameya Asambhavana. Prameya Asambhavana means that Brahman you are, when Shastra says, how can I be the Brahman? Logical problems are there. So you require a logical analysis. Yukti is also required, not just blind belief. Logically, because of this reason, I am Brahman. Because of this reason, I am not Shariram. I am not different from God because of this reason. That logical application is very, very important. So you have to use your intellect. Even Guru says, your intellect will not accept unless you apply your logical analysis to your buddhi. So Prameya Asambhavana, that Brahman is Satyam Jagat Mithya. How is it possible? Logical analysis. For that you have to do mananam for a length of time. Reflecting upon those statements of Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, again and again, properly. Properly with the help or the guidance of your Guru, Shastra Guru, under whom you are studying. Studying under someone, asking doubts to someone, it won't work. Studying under someone, asking doubts to someone, how that person can release your doubts. That's why, see, we have to use our common sense. Under whom we are studying, we have to ask, pose questions. You said like this in that class, now you are telling like this, how we can tally? How is it possible? This is the logical analysis you have to do for a length of time to convince your intellect, that is mananam, manana sadhana. It is a part of Jnana Yoga. In spite of this logical analysis, still there are lot of viparita bhavanas, all old, good old, habitual notions, they will not go that much easily. Nana, Brahmana. Am I Brahman? I am with full of Brahma, not Brahman. So I come to conclusion, I am having a lot of problems. Ajivatva bhavana, finitude, I am very limited. My knowledge is limited, my mental capacities are limited. Physically, chollave venda, I have a lot of limitations. How can I be Brahman? That jivatva bhavana is called viparita bhavana. I am carrying that bhavana from janmas and janmas. Just one teacher comes and says, I cannot give up all those vasanas, old vasanas. Even my intellect trying to accept the teaching, some old vasanas come as obstacles and obstruct me. Without my knowledge, I want to claim I am Brahman. But when I look at my family problems, I forget whole teaching. Once I wear chappal, I forget the teaching. Not even chappal, Purna Madaha is over. My daughter come and sit in my mind. My son sit come in my mind. And my neighbor come and sit in my mind. Or some problem or other, it comes and sit in my mind. Where can I say, Aham Sariratraya Vilakshanaha, Panchakosha Vilakshanaha? That is not come to my surface. All old vasanas are only coming in. Viparita bhavana. Therefore, Shastra recommends, do nididhyasanam. Do nididhyasanam, contemplation. Sit for some time every day. Recollect the whole teaching. Dwell upon that nididhyasanam for a length of time. One course or one PhD, one MPhil to complete, how many years they are studying? 12, 15, 20 years they are studying. They start their study, college education at the age of 16, they go up to 27, 25. College, from young age you see the how much study they are taking. How many years? How many years? More than 1.5 decade. 1.5 decade and 15 years. Then 1.5 years means, what about Aham Brahmasmi? What about Aham Brahmasmi? Just casually I listen, can it come? Just a few days or a few months if I listen, it can come. Casual listening won't come. Just like that education, for this education also, methodically, under the guidance of Guru, I have to give time, commitment, quality time is required. That is why a disease can be cured not just by medicine. Disease can be cured along with Pathyam. Along with Pathyam. That is what one shloka said. Pathyam aushadha sevacha kriyate ena rogina. Ena rogina, by which patient? Pathyam aushadha sevacha. Both must be taken. Pathyam also means what all to be eaten, what not to be eaten. Pathyam, one has to follow. You eat this food only, you eat that vegetable only, you should not eat this. There are a lot of pathyams. If you eat this, this medicine will not work. Sometimes the medicine will work in a counter way. Therefore, follow pathyam. Taking medicine for that curative method, you are taking medicine, that is also important. The same importance you have to give to pathyam also. Pathya aushadha sevacha. Pathyam, you don't do sevanam, you only avoid. You avoid. Therefore, pathyam aushadha sevacha kriyate yena rogina, by which rogi this is to be, this is followed. Pathyam and aushadam. Arogya siddhir drishta asya. He can see that arogyam. That's why many people, the health problems is because of food habits. Shankaracharya says, take your food like a pathyam. No? Bhiksha aushadham bhunjatam. Aushadham, like your food is your medicine. Avoid what you have to avoid. Take what only you have to take. That is very important. Therefore, arogya siddhi drishta asya. He can see what is health. He can achieve good health. Who follow pathyam and aushadham. Aushadham to be taken. Pathyam, food restrictions to be followed. Such a person, nanyanu tishtha, nanyanu, nanya anushthitaha, nanyanu shthitaha karmana, na anya anushthita karmana. By disease cannot be cured by any other. You may tie red thread, you may tie black thread, you may put black thread in your neck. Angenge poi ninnamo thread ella kattra illaya adha nanyanushthita karmana. Are going to that temple, this temple, doing pradakshanam. All are okay, but what are the main things which are playing a role in your good health? Pathyam aushadham. Nanyanushthita karmana. Like that, okay. And the example nanna gnapam vechukonu. Like that, for atma jnanam also, all values, 20 values are like pathyam. దేర్ ఆల్ లైక్ పథ్యం. వాట్ ఈస్ ఔషధం అన్న అధ్యాత్మ జ్ఞాన నిత్యత్వం అన్న 18 వాల్యూస్ ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ యాజ్ పథ్యం, దీస్ టూ వాల్యూస్ ఆర్ లైక్ యూనో ఔషధం. తత్వజ్ఞానార్థ దర్శనం, ఐ హ్యావ్ టు నో ద ఇంపార్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం, ద బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం. ఇఫ్ ఐ గెట్ దిస్ జ్ఞానం, ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు గెట్ సెక్యూరిటీ, పీస్, హ్యాపీనెస్. తత్వజ్ఞానం మీన్స్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం. అర్థదర్శనం ప్రయోజనం, ఐ హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్. ఇఫ్ ఐ రిమెంబర్ ద ప్రయోజనం, ఐ విల్ బికమ్ ఏ స్టూడియస్ స్టూడెంట్, రెగ్యులర్ స్టూడెంట్, కన్సిస్టెంట్ స్టూడెంట్ ఆఫ్ శాస్త్ర. వాట్ ఎవర్ మే బి ద ఫ్యామిలీ సిచ్యువేషన్, వాట్ ఎవర్ మే బి ద బాడీ కండిషన్, డజంట్ మ్యాటర్, దే విల్ నాట్ కమ్ అండ్ స్టాండ్ యాజ్ అన్ ఆబ్స్టికల్ ఇన్ మై స్పిరిచువల్ ఎడ్యుకేషనల్ ప్రోగ్రామ్. దే విల్ నాట్ స్టాప్ మీ. When I see tattva jnana artha prayojanam, many people do not see the prayojanam. Even they see the prayojanam, they know the prayojanam, they don't remember. That is the problem. I know Swamini, if I get moksha, I'll get security, happiness, peace. But I don't remember that. When I am in family duties, responsibilities, I forget this prayojanam. When a person is having a roga, can he forget pathyam? Tell me. Can he forget taking medicine? Can he? If he forgets, what will happen? It aggravates. Roga will aggravate. He is not supposed to forget. Similarly, what roga all people are having? General roga. Roga anna disease. What is common disease everyone is having na? Ajnana roga, bhava roga, samsara roga. If I want to get cure from this samsara roga, bhava roga, death fear, insecurity fear, worry about my future, worry about my children, their settlement, all these problems, they are all coming and bombarding in my mind, occupied, preoccupied. This samsara roga can be cured only when I remember the pathyam and aushadham. What is that? Values plus jnana yoga, shravana manana nididhyasana. Remember all the time, pathyam aushadham for disease, normal disease. Here, values plus jnana yoga. Jnana yoga means what? Bhagavad-gita class, panchadashi class, upanishad class, wherever my guru is talking, I have to be there. That's all. Swamini, is it I don't know whether it is possible for you or not. This is the condition. Patient is not supposed to his doctor, how can I follow this pathyam? How can I take this medicine? Can a patient say to doctor, doctor, I cannot follow this pathyam in my house. It is very difficult. No one can prepare the pathyam. Doctor say, go to hell. Go to heaven. Why you have to say hell? Go to heaven. What doctor can say? Similarly, teacher is also helpless. I have to take care of my samsara roga. I want to come out. Teacher can show the way. Doctor can prescribe the medicine. That's all. Doctor job is over. Once in a while, you go and check up. That's all. What is my condition? Similarly, guru also like a doctor. Vaidya, Narayano, Hari Madri. Guru is also same like doctor. What operation guru does in ignorance or dectomy? Removing the ignorance in operation, ignorance or dectomy. Just once in a while, go to your guru, where you are, what you are studying, how much is your understanding. You have to get a master checkup or not. Munnume kadiyade ipo. Hange matra master checkup. Inge matra master checkup illai enna. நான் ஏதோ படிக்கிட்டு இருக்கோம் அவன் சொல்லிட்டு இருக்கான். அப்படியெல்லாம் முடியாது. யூ ஹாவ் டு செக் வேர் யூ ஆர் இன் திஸ் வேதாந்த ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ஜர்னி. திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் தத்துவஜானார்த்த தரிசனம், adhyatmagnana nityatvam. Very, very important. Up to here, we saw in the last class. And one more point I want to remind you. All our problems, family problems, physical problems, they are bound to be there. You cannot avoid. Convert all of them into a stepping stone, I said. Every problem, any situation in the family or body, convert into a spiritual sadhana. Like converting cobra poison into anti-venom. Cobra poison is poison. You cannot change it. If you are intelligent enough, the same cobra poison, you can convert into anti-venom. It is a medicine. It can be converted into an anti-venom. All vaccines, venom, what is this all coming from poison? They are converting into a medicine. Similarly, each problem, each situation, bodily problems, family problems, other situations, which are many and disturbing me, they are like poison. I convert all of them into anti-venom, like a medicine. Means what? I convert them into a spiritual stepping stones. Therefore, no choice, no compliance. Convert them. Make use of them. This situation helped me to come to spiritual journey. This experience has helped me to get more clarity. Convert them. Why looking at problem? It is no more a problem. It is a situation for me to learn a lesson. Convert them. Not worrying about the past situations. That is called Viparita Bhavana. Worrying about past situations and worrying about family problems 20 years back, 50 years back, that is not the way you have to uplift yourself. Clear? So with this shall we conclude? Enough? 20 virtues which are very, very important. With this Lord Krishna conclude the third topic, Jnanam. What is the first topic? Kshetram. Kshetrajnaha, second topic. Third topic is Jnanam, over. Now we have to enter into fourth topic, verse number 13. See that sloka number may be changed in your, different in your books, because some books don't have the first sloka. According to my book, there are, the number is 13th number. We will read the sloka. Gnayam topic he is entering from 13th shloka to 19th shloka.
Gnayam yattat pravakshyami. Yajnatva amritam ashnute. Anadimat param brahmam. Nasattanna saduchyate.
One more point regarding the values. The topic is not leaving me. Amanitvam adambhitvam. That last word, that sloka, last word. Ajnanam yat ataha anyatha. That word I have to explain. Other than these 20 values, whatever is there, that is ajnanam. Ajnanam yat ataha anyatha means, ataha means what? From these 20 virtues, if you see anything other than this, that means what? Amanitvam is a virtue. What is ajnanam? Manitvam. Adambhitvam is a virtue. What is ajnanam? Adambhitvam is jnanam. What is ajnanam? Dambhitvam. Therefore, wherever I is there, you delete. Then it will become what? Ajnanam. Because they are all come under jnanam. Once you remove akara, manitvam, dambhitvam, all this comes under ajnanam. What about where there is no akara? You add akara. Chantihi is there. No akara. Chanti is jnanam. It is a virtue. What is ajnanam? Akshantihi. Where there is no akara, you add akara. Wherever there is akara, you remove akara. Of these 20 virtues, they will become all ajnanam. Anyatha means adida, list. Okay. What about arjavam? Arjavam akara is there. If you remove rjavam, I don't do like that. That's why you add na arjavam, anarjavam. Anarjavam is ajnanam. Arjavam is jnanam. Like that you have to do carefully. Shaucham, ashaucham. Like that. It is your homework. I asked once upon a time students to write all opposites. Selaper tappu tappa eludutta. You all of you try. In this class I have not given, I think. You all can try and write and give it to me. Holidays homework otherwise. In the month of June you can give. Okay. Now, fourth topic, Gneyam topic. Very, very important, highly technical. Be prepared intellectually, agile. Okay. Yat Gneyam Pravakshyami. Arjuna, I shall teach you about Gneyam. Because Arjuna asked about these six terms. Prakriti, Purusha, Kshetram, Kshetrajnaha, Jnanam, Gneyam. The six topics Arjuna want to know. So I shall teach you about that Gneyam now. What is that? By knowing which Gneyam, yat Gnatva. Gneyam yat Pravakshami. What is Gneyam I am going to talk? If you listen from me, by knowing this Gneyam, you are going to get immortality. Yat Gnatva means yat Gneyam Gnatva. By knowing this Gneyam, advertisement. Palam cholanam illayo konjam aasha vikkanam appadi appadane varuva classic. So Bhagavan knows this certain tactics. By knowing which Gneyam, amrutatvam ashnute, one can attain immortality. Amrutatvam, see the significance of amrutatvam. Mrutatvam means mortality. Mortality means fear of death. Everyone is having fear of death. And the fear of death, at one point of time, it chases the person all the time in the mind. That fear itself makes him so restless, so insecure, make the person's life miserable. To come out of that misery, that fear of death, is called amrutatvam. Freedom from fear of death is called amrutatvam. Amrutatvam means don't think you get a lot of amrutam, one tumbler or two tumblers or 2 liters every day. It's not like that. Amrutatvam means you get the knowledge, I am immortal self. You get the knowledge by this Gneya Jnanena, Atma Jnanena, you recognize I am ever immortal self. I am never the mortal body. Body is ever the mortal. Body has got death. No one can avoid. I, the self, am ever free from death. Na jayate, na mriyate va kadachite. This is called amrutatvam. Recognize. Recognition of that nature. What is that nature? Immortal nature. My own nature, that is. Since I am identifying with the body, body death is my death. I am thinking like that. Therefore, that thought will be removed from the mind. Sarira marana is not my maranam. I am different from shariram. Therefore, amrutatvam ashnute. What is that amrutatvam? Anadi matparam brahma. That is, amrutam is Brahman. Brahman nature is immortal nature. Anadi matu param brahma. Tatu param brahma. That niratishayam, param means excels, the one who excels. Is going to explain later. Param brahma, niratishayam brahma, it is the supreme Brahman. One attains immortality means that immortality is nothing but Brahman. One attains Brahman, anartham. One attains Brahman. What type of Brahman? The description. Brahma lakshana sloka, this is. Anadimat, the one who is beginningless. Anadimat means adi asya asti iti adimat, na adimat anadimat, the one who doesn't have beginning at all. Whatever is having beginning only will have an end. Since Brahman is beginningless, Brahman doesn't have end also, maranam also. There is no maranam, there is no mortality. Nice, Swamini, Brahman is free from death. What about me? Tat tvam asi, you are that Brahman. That is the whole teaching, no? Asipada vichara we are doing. First you should know what is Brahman. Then you have to know that Brahman is yourself. Since Brahman is immortal, since I am Brahman, I am immortal. A is equal to B, B is equal to C, therefore A is equal to C. C. Anadimat. Each word is fantastic. Anadimata iti uchyate. Veda says this Brahman is immortal, beginningless and artham. Beginningless and chunnale immortal and artham. There is no beginning, there is no end. Then what is having a beginning and end? Your body having what? Childhood and youth, young body, old body. Body is having changes, mortality. But Brahman is not having. You are Brahman. Really speaking, you, the Brahman, doesn't have childhood problem. You don't have youth problem. You don't have old age problem. Since you are identifying with the body, neighbor is the body. Neighbor is the body. How are you? Okay? Are you okay? It is called neighborization. What we are doing, not neighborizing. Naneda, ide nan. Strong, entrenched abhimana and shariram proportionate to our abhimana, our sorrow is. Clear. Therefore, anadimata uchyate, not only that, what is another Brahma lakshanam? Nasat, na asat. Sat means karyam, asat means karanam. Here, in this shloka, Brahman is neither cause, asat, nor sat karyam. Neither cause nor effect. Sat means karyam, karanam means asat. Brahman is neither asat nor sat, means Brahman is neither karanam nor effect. Neither karanam nor karyam. Brahman is neither cause nor effect. Idella pair, sat, asat. Karya, karana. Effect, cause. What is the pair here? Sat means karyam, karyam means effect. Karanam, asat means karanam, karanam means cause. So, cause, effect, sad, asat, and karya, karanam. Brahman is neither of this.
ஏகமேவ சதனேக காரணம் காரிய காரண நிராச காரணம் காரிய காரண விலக்ஷணம் யத் பிரம்ம தத்துவமசி பாவயாத்மனி. ஏகமேவ சத் அநேக காரணம் காரிய காரண விலக்ஷணம் பிரம்மா. தட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நெய்தர் காஸ் நார் இஃபெக்ட். வை வை பிரம்மன் இஸ் நெய்தர் காஸ் நார் இஃபெக்ட். காஸ்னு சொல்லலாமே என்ன? நோ, எனி காஸ் மஸ்ட் அண்டர்கோ எ சேஞ்ச். இஃப் இட் அண்டர்கோஸ் எ சேஞ்ச் இட் வில் பிகம் அன் எஃபெக்ட். ஒன்ஸ் இட் பிகம் இஃபெக்ட் இட் ஹேஸ் காட் த்ரீ சிக்ஸ் விகாராஸ். பிரம்மன் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு பி நிர்விகாரம். Therefore, Brahman cannot be the cause, cannot be the effect. Since nirvikaratvat, sat, asat, na, such Brahman, neither cause nor effect. But some places you say Brahman is karanam. That also I am telling, I know that what doubt you will get. That karanatvam is also superimposed temporarily. Next shloka. This is the traditional way of teaching. The tradition gives Brahman is neither sat nor asat, neither cause nor effect. Sloka 14.
Sarvatah pani padam tat.
Sarvatokshi shiro mukham.
What is the traditional teaching? This is the crux of Vedanta, crux of 13th chapter. அத்தியாரோப அபவாதாபியாம் நிஷ்பிரபஞ்சம் பிரபஞ்சதே. தெர் இஸ் நோ வேர்ல்ட் ரியல்லி, பட் வி டாக் அபவுட் த வேர்ல்ட். நிஷ்பிரபஞ்சம் பிரபஞ்சதே பை வாட் மெத்தட்? அத்தியாரோப அபவாத. அத்தியாரோப மீன்ஸ் வி அவர் செல்ஃப் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ் தெர் இஸ் எ வேர்ல்ட் சம்டைம் for the purpose of teaching, for the sake of teaching, adhyaropa. Later, once you understand, then we remove that explanation of all teaching. Apavada, negation of that teaching. Negation of that teaching of this world, we negate. Like that scaffoldings, when you put the roof to your house, to set the roof, you put scaffoldings. Once the roof sets, what do you do? You remove. In the Kumbhabhishekam also, they put a lot of supports. Everyone has to climb there. And to put, while coming, I saw one Kumbhabhishekam, Vinayakar Koyilukku. So they are pouring water. How they can climb to that Gopuram place? No? They put a lot of supports with bamboos, lot of things. And ever the function is over, Kumbhabhishekam is over, then what they do? They remove all of them. That yeni and the steps, support, everything they remove. First, tying all those bamboos is called adhyaropa. What purpose? What is the purpose? For the purpose of abhishekam, Kumbhabhishekam. Once Kumbhabhishekam is over, then what they have to do immediately? They remove all the bamboos. Apavada. So what is our Kumbhabhishekam here? Until you understand you are Brahman. That is called Kumbhabhishekam. Aham Brahmasmi Kumbhabhishekam. Nice example. Okay. When we are seeing, I use like that examples. After this Kumbhabhishekam, Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam. Just I am using, don't think Kumbhabhishekam, Abhishekam, once I get Brahma Jnana, I am not going to say Aham Brahmasmi, the thought, Akhandakara Vritti, I am comparing with Kumbhabhishekam. The purpose of that arrangement, Once Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam is over, we have to remove this Srishti bamboos. Srishti Prakaranam. Whole world, Nama, Rupa, ellame cut, remove. Dismantling, adha. Apavadaki English name enna dismantling. Negation. Simple method. Method you have to remember. இது எப்போவுமே ஞாபகம் இருக்கணும். என்னம்மா சுவாமி உலகம் இல்லைன்னு சொல்கிறான், அது இல்லைன்னு சொல்கிறான், என்னென்னமோ சொல்கிறான், அப்படியெல்லாம் பேசக்கூடாது. அப்படி பேசிட்டான்னா நீங்கள் அத்தியாரப்ப அப்பவாத ஞாபகம் இல்லைன்னு அர்த்தம். புரியுறதோ? அட் எனி பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் டைம் குரு சேஸ் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் அன்ரியல், தெர் இஸ் நோ நாம ரூபா எட் ஆல், இட் இஸ் ஃபுல் மித்யா. வென் ஐ சே யூ ஷுட் நாட் லூஸ், இந்த கை காமிக்கிற பாருங்க, like teacher in the class, they don't remember. I am always pointing adhyaropa apavada adhyaropa. They don't remember this statement, they forget about this, and they talk, how can world be unreal, how can Brahman alone is satyam, how can the jivas are not born. Adhyaropa apavada, you have forgotten an artham. Puriyada? If you remember adhyaropa apavada, you can catch the point correctly. But why many students miss? Because they miss this methodology. That is why Krishna is telling Upanishad shloka, and the shlokam and the adhyaropa apavadabhyam nishprapancham prapanchate illada ulagam undu pandrathu shastram. Nishprapancham prapanchate அத்தியாரோபம் மூலமாக. வாட் ஃபார்? சிஷ்யாணாம் சுகபோதார்த்தம், ஃபார் தி சேக் ஆஃப் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ். சிஷ்யாணாம் சுகபோதார்த்தம், ஃபார் ஈஸி கம்யூனிகேஷன். இது கூட புரியலன்னா நமஸ்காரம்னு சொல்லணும். சாஸ்திரம் சொல்கிறது சிஷ்யாணாம் சுகபோதா, ஈஸிலி யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். சுகபோதார்த்தம் தத்வக்னைஹி கல்பித க்ரமஹ. திஸ் இஸ் கல்பித க்ரமஹ, திஸ் இஸ் ஓன்லி அன் இமேஜினேஷன், இட் இஸ் எ கல்பனம், இட் இஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ்டு மெத்தட் ஃபார் தி சேக் ஆஃப் த லிசனர். சுகபோதார்த்தம் சிஷ்யாணாம் தத்வக்னைஹி, பை த வைஸ் பீப்புள் ரிஷீஸ், பை த வைஸ் பீப்புள் ஆச்சாரியாஸ், கல்பித க்ரமஹ. It is superimposed, imagined, just introduced, then they remove. Therefore, you have to be alert all the time with this adhyaropa apavada, adhyaropa apavada. Now look into the shloka, Lord Krishna is going to talk about that. This Brahman, who is neither sat nor asat, who is anadimat, is sarvataha panipadam tat. This is called adhyaropa. Who is neither cause nor effect, and who is beginningless, appears as though he is having hands and legs all over. How to understand? Brahman is existence principle, capital E. சத், திஸ் ஸ்லோகா சத்து அசத் இல்லை, நான் சொல்கிற சத்து வந்து எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். பிரம்மன் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், பிரம்மன் இஸ் சத், பிரம்மன் இஸ் சித். ஜானம் சத்தியம், ஜானம் தட் சத்தியம் ஜானம் பிரம்ம இஸ் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ். யூ கேன் நாட் சீ தட் பிரம்மன் வித் யுவர் ஐஸ். But you can see that Brahman, understand that Brahman in every form. Sarvataha Panipadam, that Vishwarupam. All our hands are the hands of Brahman. All our legs are the legs of Brahman. All our eyes are the eyes of Brahman. Sarvataha Pani, Pani means legs, Padam, Pani means hands, Padam means legs. தத் பிரம்மா சர்வதா பாணிபாதம், தட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஹேவிங் லெக்ஸ் அண்ட் ஹேண்ட்ஸ் ஆல் ஓவர். ஹவு கேன் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் டெல் மீ நவ்? இஃப் யூ டேக் லிட்ரலி, வேர் யூ வில் எண்ட் அப்? இஃப் யூ டேக் லிட்ரலி,
லைக் தட் ஒன் க்ரீச்சர் இஸ் ஹேவிங்னா ஆல்வேஸ் லெக்ஸ் தானே அப்படியே போயின்னு இருக்கும். இந்த பக்கம் ஒரு 50-60 லெக்ஸ் இருக்கும், இந்த பக்கம் ஒரு 50-60 லெக்ஸ் இருக்கும், அது பூச்சி போயிட்டே இருக்கும். அப்புறம் இந்த பிரம்மன் கூட ஒரு பூச்சி மாதிரி, சர்வதா பாணி பாதம் அப்படிதான் நினைக்கிறேன்ல. ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் ஹேவிங் ஹேண்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் லெக்ஸ். That Brahman is in the form of existence. That existence Brahman, which is existence principle, is appearing in the form with hands and legs. These hands and legs are adhyaropa. Since you cannot grasp that pure existence. Just like you see this clip, you see my hand. Hand and clip you can see. In between what you see? You don't see anything. The clip is you are seeing because of light. Hand you are seeing because of light. Can you see the light? In between there is light or not? There is light. If I put this clip here, here also light is there. If I remove the clip, light you cannot see. Now how you grasp the light? Can you see the light, prakasha? You see through the object. You understand there is a light through the object. How? Because of light, I am able to see the object. Since I am seeing the object, there must be light. That is why these astronauts, when they go to higher sphere, the highest sphere when they go, they see only darkness. Even though the sunlight is there all over, they see only darkness. Why? Because there are no objects. They see only darkness. Because there are no objects, the sun cannot illumine, therefore they don't see the sunlight because there is no object. In spite of sunlight, they see only darkness. In between this, my hand and clip, what you are seeing? You are not seeing light. You are not able to see light. You grasp the light only when there is an object. Similarly, existence also you cannot grasp. Existence also you cannot grasp without any object. With object only you can grasp. Another example Shastra gives, Akasha Drishtanta. Prakasha, Akasha are very close Drishtanta examples to grasp the Atma Swarupam. That is why they ask, do Vetta Veli Dhyanam, do meditation on light, do meditation on Akasha, that space. Can you see the space? When you come to this hall, you say what? You are only there, first you come, early, 10 o'clock, nobody is there. What do you say? There is no one. There is nothing is there in the hall. So no object is there in the hall. Suppose hall is empty. You go to a house, when you want to enter the house newly, nothing is there in the hall. What do you say? Nothing is there in the hall. Is it right statement? Nothing is there, you say. It is not nothing. There is space. Space is there. But how we say nothing is there? Because you cannot see the space, therefore you say nothing is there. Then how can you know where there is space? When you put sofa set, when you put TV set, once you put washing machine, once you put dining table, space is there. Otherwise you cannot put dining table. If space is not there, you cannot put a dining table, you cannot put fridge. Now space is there or not? Then when previously you said nothing is there. When you are packing, you before unfolding, you went and saw the house. You said what? Nothing is there. But nothing is there, and how you kept your dining table? Tell me. That means space is there.
But you cannot see that space. Why? Formless. Similarly, existence is also formless, like space. You cannot see existence like space. You cannot see existence like light. They are also formless. You see the light through the object. You recognize the light. If I see the clip, means there is light. If I am sitting here, means there is space. There is space. Next to me, there is space. But I cannot see. But I keep hand, yes, space is there. Similarly, Brahman also like that. Pure existence, pure consciousness, you can never see. Through Panipadam Tadu Sarvataha, the existence, leg is, hand is, body is, woman is, flower is, clip is, the easiness is Sarvataha. Everywhere it is there, through every object. Panipadam Tadu. Not only Panipada, only Panipada is in danger. Sarvataha, Akshi, Shiraha, Mukham. All over eyes, that means all our eyes are belong to Brahman, the pure existence. Eyes, Akshi, Shiraha, head, and Mukham, the mouth. All our mouths are Brahman's mouths. All our eyes are Brahman's eyes. All our faces are, heads are Brahman's heads. Enna Brahman ki head kediyadu. Amma Brahman ki head undodi enna illappa. Namma head da Brahman head enna. Actually, nanda and the Brahman in the head ennudayadu enna. Naan head illa. Head enna vere head kediyadu. Okay, in the head da. Akshi, Shiraha, Mukham. Then second line, you see. Sarvataha Shrutimatu Loke Avritya Tishthati. This Brahman is Sarva Sahasrasir Shapurushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapad Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva Atyatishthad Dashangulam. Alla padikano. Kekarthika nanna irukka. Unnume puriyadu. That's what Lord Krishna is talking now. Sahasra Sirsha Purushaha. Who is that Purusha? This Brahman. With thousands of heads. Sahasrakshas. Lord Krishna remembering that Purusha Suktam. Sarvataha Akshishiraha Mukham Shrutimatu. It has ears. Shruti means here ears. Shrotrendriyam. Sarvataha avritya sarvam tishthati. Sarvataha means all over ears. All over ears. And your ears, my ears, this ears, those ears, all ears are Brahman's ears. Sarvataha shrutimat. All over he is having ears. Sarvam avritya loke tishthati. This existence, pure existence, existence you write in capital letter E. Pervading everything. Sarvam avritya means pervading everything. Pervading everything means everything. Loke in this world. Now tell me, Brahman is there in this clip or not? In the form of existence, easiness. Clip is, flower is, desk is, mic is, fan is, light is, wall is, woman is, man is, dress is. That easiness is Brahman. You cannot see easiness. You can see only names and forms. While seeing names and forms, names are changing. They are all variables. What is non-variable? Flower is, man is, woman is, mic is, fan is. Ease is non-variable. Names and forms are variables changing. What is non-variable is existence. Whatever is variable is anatma, matter. Body, nama, rupa, clip, flower, desk, fan, ella anatma. Non-variable is
ஆத்மா பிரம்மன். நான் வேரியபிள் ஈஸ்னஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் பியூர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இஸ் பிரம்மன். வேர் இஸ் தட் ஈஸ்னஸ்? வென் இட் கம்ஸ் டு ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பர்சன் ஹி ஈஸ் ஷி ஈஸ் யூ சே ஹி ஈஸ் ஷி ஈஸ். வாட் அபவுட் யூ? ஐ ஈஸ் யூ சே? வாட் டு யூ சே? வாட் டு யூ சே? சே லவுட்லி. ஐ ஆம். The easiness of the third person is the amness of the first person. Yes? The easiness of the third person, he is, she is, it is, when it comes to the first person, I am. That means, in the third person, easiness is Brahman, in the first person, amness is Brahman. Naan irikken. தமிழில் சொன்ன என்ன சொல்லுவேன்? ஐ ஆம். மெய் ஹூ உச் லாங்குவேஜ். நேனு உண்ணானு உச் லாங்குவேஜ் தெலுங்கு. நான் இருக்கேன் தமிழ். ஐ ஆம் இங்கிலீஷ். போதுமா? நாலு பாஷை போதும் நமக்கு. தட் மீன்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் வாட்? ஈஸினஸ் இஸ் பிரம்மன். Ease is known as amness. When you use I am, this I am, I is chit, consciousness. Am is existence. Existence happens to be Brahman. Since existence is equal to Brahman, existence is equal to amness, therefore I am. அது சொல்றதுக்கு எவ்வளோ தயக்கமாக பாருங்கோ. ஏ வாயை திறந்து சத்தமாக சொல்லலாம் இல்லையோ? சொல்லுங்க. ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன். ஐ ஆம் மேன். ஐ ஆம் ஃபீமேல். ஐ ஆம் உமன். தேர் வேரியபிள்ஸ். ஐ ஆம் உமன். ஐ ஆம் மதர். ஐ ஆம் ஃபாதர். ஐ ஆம் பிரதர். வேரியபிள்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல் வாட்? பிரம்மன் ஆர் அப்ரம்மன்? அப்ரம்மன். த உமன், ஃபாதர், மதர் பிலாங்ஸ் டு வாட்? பாடி. சாரி, பாடி இஸ் அப்ரம்மன். ஐ ஆம் இஸ் பிரம்மன். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோக. சர்வேந்திரிய குணாபாசம் சர்வேந்திரிய விவர்ஜிதம் அசக்தம் சர்வபிருச்சைவ நிர்குணம் குணபோக்த்ருச்ச. Now you see in this shloka, adhyaropa apavada, adhyaropa apavada, simultaneously they are coming. Look into the shloka. Sarvendriya gunabhasam. I, the pure existence, consciousness, principle, is with lot of functions, with indriyams, sense organs, adhyaropa. Sarva indriya guna means here functions. I, the pure existence, consciousness, am with sense organs, with many functions. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha functions. Abhasam means appears, reveals. I, the pure Brahman, reveals through the sense organs and their functions. Adhyaropa. Sarva indriya vivarjitam apavada. Really speaking, I am not having any ears, eyes, nose at all. Pashyamya achakshuhu shrunomya karnaha. Without ears, I hear. Without eyes, I see. Sarva indriya vivarjitam. I am free from all sense organs. This is lakshyartha, apavada. Negation. I am with full of sense organs and their functions. Yet. Even then, I am really speaking free from sense organs and their functions. Previous one adhyaropa, this one is apavada. In the one line itself, he has given two. Sarvabhrit. Sarvam vibharti iti sarvabhrit. I am the filler of everything, sarvabhrit. This is adhyaropa. Asaktam apavada. I am not touched by anything, even though I am sustaining everything.
ஐ ஆம் நாட் டச்சுடு பை. அசக்தம் மீன்ஸ் அசங்கா. அசக்தம் சர்வபிருத்து ச. ஈவன் தோ ஐ ஆம் இன் ஆல் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், மைண்ட், இன்டலெக்ட், பாடிஸ் அண்ட் இன் ஆல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் தேர் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஈஸ்னஸ். நோ ஆப்ஜெக்ட், நோ ஃபார்ம் கேன் டச் மீ. ஐ ஆம் அசக்தா. சர்வபிருத் செய்வ அகம் அசக்தம். நிர்குணம் குணபோக்திரு ச. ஈவன் தோ ஐ ஆம் வித் குணபோக்திரு, சத்வகுணா, ரஜோகுணா, தமோகுணா ஆஃப் திஸ் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ், ஐ ஆம் வாட்? ஈஸ்னஸ் இஸ் வாட்? ஆம்னஸ் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சத்வரஜஸ்தமோகுண. பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் இஸ் வித் த்ரிகுணாஸ். ஐ ஆம் நிர்குணம். இன்ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் தட் ஐ ஆம் அவைலபிள் இன் த்ரிகுணாத்மிக சரீர மனசு. Now, who am I? I am pure Brahman with temporary incidental body mind complex. Now, where is Brahman? Tell me. You want to get Brahma darshanam, Atma darshanam? You are that Atma. You are that Brahman with incidental body mind complex. More in the next class. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.